At 17 minutes after 6, yesterday the curator of VBS Mutual Bank, Anush Ruplal, announced that he was withdrawing VBS Bank's 2017 audited financial statements, saying that they contained material misstatements and were no longer considered to be reliable. Warren Thompson from MoneyWeb spoke to Anush Ruplal, who's the director of Sizwe Ntsalu Bakobot.
We were appointed as curator of VBS Mutual Bank with effect from the 11th of March 2018. So what was initially thought or perceived to be a liquidity crisis has now emerged into something more. Our primary role was to stabilize the bank under the mechanism of a curatorship, and which ultimately would allow us to restore the bank. And that's been our primary role and still continues to be our primary role.
At the outset, you described the situation as the bank facing a liquidity crisis. You mentioned that a number of municipalities and other depositors had placed money with the bank on short notice. The bank had then extended long-term loans with that capital, but the situation has evolved from there. Just describe what has happened and what else has developed at the bank after that initial assessment.
Yes, so the business model of taking in short-dated municipal or corporate deposits to fund long-dated advances was in itself, what the Reserve Bank then termed as risky business. Following our detailed assessments around the bank and its operations, we then found that there were instances of mismanagement of the bank and poor governance in the bank. So as a result, we, as I mentioned earlier, it's now moved from being a liquidity crisis to other matters that the curatorship is having to deal with.
Okay. Just on that note, just to give us a perspective of how big the bank is and the size of its balance sheet, I understand that the assets that the bank had were approximately 2.3 billion rand when you got involved. Is that about right?
That is correct. The size of the bank as we understand it to be when we took over. So VBS Mutual Bank is not a large bank, but it is an important bank. You know, it has its roots in the Limpopo province around, and banking a lot of the vendor people. So that gives you a sense of how big the bank is and where its origins are from.
Can you give us an idea as to what percentage of the banks, are you at liberty to tell us what percentage of the banks the bank's loans were performing or non-performing?
At this point in time, I can share that we have various advances books that the bank has extended credit on. There's a mortgage book. And this has been available in the financial statements, but we're talking about a mortgage book of about 400, 420 million rands. We got a vehicle finance book of about 180 million rand. And we then have two other books, one being the contract finance book. And we offer overdrafts as well. And those vary as well to a few hundred million. I don't have the exact numbers on hand, but I think from our assessments, there has been a larger element of what we believe the book to be non-performing. I'm not at liberty to say exactly what that is because we are running through the process as well as part of our year-end audit process and further understanding, getting a better understanding and further understanding of the book.
Okay, so we've got we had some very interesting developments over the weekend. Number one, obviously, following a meeting with yourself, KPMG instituted an investigation into two of its directors that were involved with the external audit of the bank. Those two directors resigned with immediate effect on Friday when presented with those disciplinary charges. And then, of course, yesterday you withdrew the financial statements of the bank to end March 2017. Are you expecting or is there a good chance that you might need to withdraw previous year's financial statements as well?
At this point in time, we are only aware of misstatements in the 2017 financial statement. And because we became aware of those, we made a decision to withdraw those financial statements. And that decision is necessary in order to avoid reliance being placed by a user on a set of financial statements that's incorrect. So there was a precaution that we took. At this point in time, I'm not aware of the other years, or in other words, years before 2017 being misstated. But nonetheless, we are running through the process of assessing continuously as to, where there are errors and where there are issues that we have to deal with.
Okay, there was also a notable development. I think it would have been Business Insider first reported that PwC, you had terminated or suspended their contract as the bank's internal auditor. Just for the benefit of the audience, tell us what the role of PwC as VBS's internal auditor was set out as.
Exactly that. PwC are the internal auditors. When I took over my function and duties as the curator, I think one of the initial things I needed to do was understand who the key service providers to the bank were. So PwC have been doing, from what I understand, a normal routine internal audit function. In addition, they have been doing various other aspects of advisory work for the bank. Given the bank's financial position, I had to suspend any work that they were busy with, and this was purely due to the financial position of the bank. I am still in the process of assessing the scope of their work and what it is they've done in order to provide assurance as an assurance provider in the whole process.
Okay, but what does an internal auditor do at a bank generally, Mr. Rublau?
Yeah, so the internal auditor acts as a line of defense. In the industry, we talk of combined assurance, and I think the three line of defenses. So typically, management would provide the first line of defense of picking up and addressing and assessing any risks. And then you would have a risk management function. That's an important function or assurance provider, and that's an internal based function. The internal audit function can be outsourced and usually is insourced. It just depends on the size and nature of the business. Internal audit normally would work within a defined mandate and scope of assessing risks in an organization, in this case the bank, and they would then perform various internal audit procedures to provide assurance or comfort to the audit committee regarding risks and the state of affairs of the bank. So that is what typically one would expect internal audit to do in their function or in their capacity as internal auditors.
Okay, great. And then just finally, I guess around KPMG, have you terminated their services as the bank's external auditors, or how do you go about making that decision?
Yeah, so that's something I'm continuously assessing. We have made KPMG aware of our concern, and I think they have responded. We have also written to the IRBA, setting out matters that we believe they need to be aware of as far as the external audit function is concerned. And I will continue to engage with them and to assess the relationship going forward with KPMG. That is as much as I can say at this point in time.
Okay, and just to clarify, there's been no criminal charges filed against any of the parties involved in this situation as yet.
At this point, there isn't any criminal charges that has been filed. I think it's important to highlight that based on the recommendations that the curatorship team put forward to the Reserve Bank then appointed the investigator under the watchful eye of advocate Terry Motau. So that's an independent process that is running and looking into various aspects, and they will make their findings available to both the Reserve Bank and myself in due course, as and when they obviously complete their investigation. As a curator, I certainly welcome that. I think it's something that will aid the curatorship process. If anything, if there are assets that have misappropriated or otherwise, that can only benefit the bank in the sense that the bank will recover assets, and ultimately it's the creditors that would gain from that.
Okay.
And the depositors as well.
Okay, great. One last question, Mr. Rublau. Your top priority for the next few weeks, what is that?
My main priority remains to stabilize the bank and to restore the bank. My primary duty is to the depositors and the creditors, and I'm looking more so to the retail creditors, because that's, if I look at and analyze the bank, the retail depositors really is the core constituency of the bank. That is the history of the bank. That's where the bank has started from. And we're really looking to make sure that the retail depositors can resume business, as fully on a fully normal basis.
That's Anush Rublau, who's the director at Sizwe Ntsalo Bakuboto and also the curator for VBS Mutual Bank.